is Ed of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. It's about the school districts in San Antonio. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Continue in English. Yes. Okay, are you from the San Antonio area?
Yes.
Thank you. And your zip code is 78228?
78251.
78251, thank you. 78251. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station for a political party or a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
No.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
79.
Thank you. Okay, this is an awkward question, but nowadays that's how they want me to do it. I got to read it to you verbatim. Which of the following best describes you? I know what I hear, but I have to do it like this. I apologize in advance. A woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And now, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American?
Dutch.
Caucasian.
Sure.
Yeah. And what is the last grade that you completed in school, sir?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
Zero? Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. Find anyone that you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll move to the next one. The San Antonio City Council, very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable.
Student Council, is that what you said?
City Council, the San Antonio City
Council. City Council.
Yes, sir.
I would say unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very unfavorable.
Very.
Unfavorable or favorable?
Yes, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Mayor Ron Nuremberg. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable. The mayor.
Mm-hmm. Not sure. No opinion.
No opinion? You never heard of him? Okay, no opinion, no problem. Thank you.
No, I don't know enough about him.
Okay, I see. No problem. Thank you. Teachers' unions. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one that you don't know, just let me know. We'll move on to the next one. Traditional public schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Public charter schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable. Very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. No, let me do somewhat unfavorable. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. No problem. Magnet schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Private and parochial schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Innovation schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
What kind? Sorry?
Innovation. Some people don't know what, they haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, no problem. 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all?
I think it's
not
very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. From what you know or you have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
No, that's not the same as school vouchers, right?
No, this is public charter schools. I believe that you said before. Let me I'll tell you right now.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay.
No.
So it means that you oppose it, strongly oppose, or somewhat oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Somewhat, right?
No, strongly.
Oh, strongly. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it's not described public charter schools well, or it does not describe them at all. Serve mostly low-income students. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well.
Can you say the name again? I'm sorry.
It's a public charter school. That's what they call them.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that those schools, I just want to read you the phrases, do you think that that describes that school very well, somewhat
well?
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Serve mostly low-income students. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well. Does not describe them well. Okay, thank you. Art non-profit. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, describes them well, does not
somewhat
describe
well.
Thank you. Serve mostly students of color. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, does not describe them at all.
Does not describe them well.
Thank you. Our public schools. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, does not describe them at all.
Does not describe them well.
Thank you. Are open to all. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, does not describe them at all.
What's the name again,
well.
I'm sorry?
Public charter
schools. Oh, public schools.
It says are open to all. Do you think that describes them very well? Somewhat well? That's not description
yes.
Well? But which one?
Describes them well.
Thank you.
That they're open to everyone, that's what you said?
Yes, they are open to everyone, exactly,
okay.
To all.
Okay, yeah.
Description very well or somewhat well?
Very well.
Thank you. Are tuition free? Description very well, description somewhat
well.
Thank you. help improve the entire public school system. That describes very well.
Wait. Tuition is not the same as taxes, right? But taxes are tuition.
No, tuition free means that they don't charge for the school. Just like the next one says,
Taxes.
Well, they charge taxes to the house, I think that goes along with the taxes from the houses, I believe. If you're in the school zone, they charge more taxes, but it doesn't mean that they don't charge for the school itself. So maybe a private school, they charge you to go to that school and you still got to pay taxes. So this is to East Street. Help right. improve That's the fine. Entire public school system. Describes them very well. Describes them somewhat well. Does not describe them well. Does not describe them at all.
Does not describe them well.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. And I do appreciate you taking your time, sir. You don't know how much it means to us. And over the past year, has your opinion of all of traditional... I'm sorry, let me start again. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable?
Less favorable.
More favorable or less?
Less favorable.
Thank you. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or would it have more effect on you vote less likely? Okay, thank you. Many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate like for president, governor, congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members?
I vote all the time. Every time.
Thank you. Which one of
Sorry, you broke up a little bit. What was that?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going to start now. Which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools, I'm going to read you the list that I have, two of them, I need two, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, encourage more parents' input and involvement, give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them, are managed independently from local school districts, enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds, are free and open to all children, support different learning styles. Which two do you think are, or none of these?
I would say none of these.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Like when he first comes into office, what is the first thing you think that is the most important that he should address immediately? I'm going to read you a list. Enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, student safety, increasing funding to public schools, keeping good teachers, providing in-person classroom instruction during pandemic, and getting the number of public charter schools, and cutting the number of public charter schools. Which one do you think
increasing school choice is number one. I would say that's number one and number two. But,
increasing funding to public schools, you mean?
No. Increasing choice.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
For school choice.
Education, the number of schools supporting, facilitating schools. Oh, here we go. Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students. Correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what's next? Oh, no, it's
the other one about, just one.
It's only one, yes. Thank you. It's the most important one. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Now I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for students' progress and success. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree.
I don't agree or agree less. I forgot what you said.
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree.
I agree. Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yes.
Thank you. The City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about educational policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Less involved.
Less, you said, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The Texas State Legislature, is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public school education system roughly $10,000 per year. The same amount it costs this state on average to educate a child each year to pay for a children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you oppose or support this education savings account program?
Oppose
strongly or not so strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. We're almost done, sir, so thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Me?
Yes, sir.
I'm employed.
Employed? Thank you.
Yeah.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Will you describe your economics? How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been great. I do appreciate your time, sir. You don't know how much it means to us. You know, people don't understand that this has an effect on the whole community. It's about the school district. So we do appreciate it. Thank you. You have a great night. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.